May the words of my mouth and meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, Lord, my strength and my redeemer. I love that passage of scripture that Father Ron read from, but my favorite one is a little bit expanded version of that. It's from Matthew 18. It says, at that time, the disciples came to Jesus, repeatedly saying to him, who then is greatest in the kingdom of heaven? And he called a little child to himself, and he stood him in their midst. And he said, truly I say to you, unless you start thinking differently and become like a little child, you shall not explore the kingdom of heaven. Whoever then humbles himself as this child, he is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And whoever receives one such child in my name receives me. And whoever causes one of these little ones to stumble who believe in me, it is better for him that a heavy millstone be hung around his neck than to be drowned in the depth of the sea. This is a quote, and for CTKers, you've heard this a lot. If I live long enough, you'll get to hear it a lot more. This is a quote from C.S. Lewis, one of the greatest writers in church history. When C.S. Lewis, he got married later in life and to an American woman, a Jewish lady who got converted to Christ, and she had a son. And before they married, the son got close to C.S. Lewis because he began to read C.S. Lewis's books, like the Chronicles of Narnia and things like that. And so they would write back and forth to each other, and this boy was made fun of by some of his friends because he was reading children's stories. This is what C.S. Lewis wrote him. He said, when I was 10, I read fairy tales in secret and would have been ashamed if I'd been found doing so. But now that I'm 50, I read them openly. When I became a man, I put away childish things, including the fear of childishness and the desire to be so very grown up. One of the most important things the Lord's ever told me is because in the West, we talk a lot about going deeper in the things of the Lord. And it seems to me that, particularly in the West, as we go deeper in the Lord, it gets more complicated. But Jesus makes it very clear, unless you become like a little child, you can't explore the kingdom of heaven. You might be in the kingdom of heaven, but I don't want to just be in the kingdom of heaven. I want to explore every inch of all that Jesus has purchased for me. And for that to happen, Jesus says, I have to humble myself and believe like a little child does. As a matter of fact, Jesus said, whoever receives one such child in my name receives me. And the truth is that Jesus was the most childlike person who ever lived. That's why he was able to steward the kingdom of heaven in such a profound way. I didn't say he was childish or immature. He was the most childlike. And one of the most important things I heard the Lord say in just this last year, he says, Chuck, the deeper you go, the simpler it gets, or you're going in the wrong direction. And the deep things of God are for the little children. It's about simplicity. And the reason that most of us don't see a biblical measure of Christianity manifested in our lives is because we've made it so complicated. And we operate out of our head. I tell these stories a lot, but when my children were little, not just children, but when they were little children, I could lie to them about anything, and they believed everything I ever said. Woody was the worst one. They were both terrible, but they believed anything. And one of my favorite things is that when we would travel a lot and we would get to patches of, we were just pine trees, you know, you run out of Alabama a lot, where there were like no towns, but, you know, the kids want to know, well, where are we at now, Dad? And so I would say, I finally got so tired of them asking, I just said, we're in Treeville. And I did that to them for a couple of years. And finally, one day, Woody said, Treeville is really big, isn't it, Dad? I said, it skips around, too. But I used to tell them stuff all the time. And as they got older and figured out that I'd been lying to them about a bunch of stuff, they were upset with me. But it just reinforced to me that little children are so innocent. There's a humility about them. They'll just believe anything. Now, the devil wants us to believe nonsense too. You understand? But whatever the scripture says, I want to be simple enough and childlike enough to believe that. I don't have to create a theology about who should get healed or who shouldn't get healed. I just have this example. And I'd like that example manifested in my life. Or not just healing, but in holiness and every other area of my life spiritually. And so the older I get, I find out that it's getting less complicated. It's becoming more simple. I remember years ago on a trip to Uganda, where Ron just came back from for 6 weeks, in Jinja. And we were ministering in this place, and this one lady, she was in her 70s, came in. She was a Catholic lady, and she came in. Her nose was about this far off the ground. She was bent over so far. She had two big sticks like canes. That's how she would move, and then people next to her helping her. And she had severe, like, arthritis, like rheumatoid arthritis. I think that's what it was. But we prayed for her, and I noticed that there were a lot of things happening. A lot of signs and wonders were going on. And this lady got prayed for by several different people. I prayed for her. Other people prayed for her. And when she left that place, she had not sat up in 5 years, had not stood. Before she left, she was dancing in worship, and got on the back of a motorcycle, a Boda Boda, which is a means of transportation, left her canes at home, and she went home. And I remember thinking, Lord, I want to take that back to the West, because we have such a hard time breaking through over there. And the Lord spoke this to me, and at first it was real discouraging. He said, you can't take what they have back. He said, because the West is not there yet. There's a childlikeness that they just expect things and believe. If you say it's in the Word, they just believe it. That's true in Brazil too. And the people we minister to in Brazil aren't real poor, so it's not about desperation, it's about childlikeness. And then the Lord spoke to me, but you can take what you're carrying right now back, and don't let anything or anybody talk you out of it. You can take back childlikeness, because that's the thing. Jesus prayed for people who were dead, so their faith wasn't very involved. But he was so childlike. He so believed that the Father could do anything the Father wanted to do by the Holy Spirit through him. There's a place in Romans . See, here's the thing about childlikeness and faith. Well, let me just read this place in Romans first. He says, this is about trying to work your way into God's favor as opposed to faith. It says in verse 8, but what does it say, Romans 10:8? The word is near you, in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we are preaching. That if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. For with the heart man believes. You see, what happens to us as we get older, we get cynical. We've been disappointed enough. Things don't work out well enough. We live in a culture where they make the brain is the most important thing. And I'm not telling you that we're supposed to just pour our brains out. But Scripture says that faith happens in the heart. And you see, that's why little children will believe anything. They don't try to sort through everything. If I told my son something, he just believed it. I don't know if you ever heard of some of you aren't old enough, but one of the first sort of space persons who did movies was a guy named Buster Crabbe was his name. He played the space guy. And so when my kids would catch blue crabs down at the beach, I didn't tell them they were called blue crabs. I told them they were called Buster Crabs. And so they called them Buster Crabs until they were 12 years old, not knowing any better, until one day they said Buster Crabs in front of some older people that were some friends at their age, and they got ridiculed for like the rest of the day. But I just believed the lie I told them, because little kids believe with their heart, you see, that dad wouldn't lie to them. That's the difference. When we grow up, we sort everything towards the sorts of the head. But Jesus said faith happens in the heart, at the heart level. And here's the thing about that, is that just in the area of healing, but it's not just about healing, it's about every other area of the Christian life. The Christian life is lived by faith. But faith happens in the heart, not in the head. The enemy always attacks us in the head to try to ruin our heart. The fiery darts, always, the warfare is always between our two ears to try to quench our hearts. We can't allow that to happen. But people sometimes are afraid, well, you know, Chuck, if I believe in healing like that and this person doesn't get healed, I don't get healed, I'll be so disappointed. But see, here's the thing about a little child. They'll believe for healing. And then if they don't get healed, they'll go, man, oh, okay, let's go pray for the next person. Because they're not functioning in their head. Little children recover really quick. You don't have to have perfect theology. We're spiritual. We're called sheep. We're not called to be spiritual rocket scientists. Sheep are very simple and very trusting. So I just encourage you, if you're hungry, we've been talking about this a lot lately, if you've been impregnated by the Holy Spirit with the desire for more, then ask the Lord to help you turn your head off some and turn your heart up a bunch. Because only little children get to explore all the cool stuff in the kingdom. Because they'll just believe anything that Papa says. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.